Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Now.
Well, hello there, and hello from Houston. Welcome to the Burn Bright Today radio show with Dr. Pat Baselli. I'm so happy I got to open. Thank you. Take it away.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
You know,
this is the question, right? This is like you and I were talking right before. Before people don't hear us when they don't hear like what happens when we're chit chatting before the show and getting ready, and they don't hear the preparation, right?
Correct.
So what I love about this is, and we were talking about the full moon in Aquarius, and Benny and I'm looking and I'm thinking, oh my God, I better plug in my hard wire because my Wi-Fi was acting up, right? And then I'm thinking about what you and I were talking about, the full moon in Aquarius. And then I'm thinking about the show we're doing today. Burn bright after a breakup, right? Can heartache cause physical illness? This is such an important show. And I know the direction that you're going in with this show. For those of you just tuning in, you know, Burn Bright Today Radio, the Burn Bright Today show with Jennifer Marcinelli. I get to have the honor of doing this and taking this journey with her. But I have to say this about Jennifer before we take this on, because this is a big conversation. It's bigger than I think I even thought it was going to be for today. Mm-hmm. And here's how big it is. This idea of burn bright after a breakup, and I know we're going to talk specifically, right, Jennifer, about relationships. But one of the things that I want to say to you out there is you may be thinking to yourself, well, I'm not breaking up. Look, this is a show that talks about the wounding that happens with the energy of breaking up. It's a wounding that happens with the energy of breaking up. Whether it's something that may have happened to you a month ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, the question is, as Jennifer likes to say, are you ready to shine bright like a diamond? Are you ready to live bright like a diamond? Then get ready to burn bright today. Her work and what she's done and the range of her life saying yes to so many things has to do with more than you can imagine. Whether you know her as a business owner, a nurse, a speaker, author, radio show host, NLP practitioner, certified gemstone and diamond therapy practitioner, all of that, when you put it all together, you must be asking yourself why in this now amazing full moon that happened in Aquarius, why would we be talking about this? Because breaking up is hard to do, but there is life after that heartache. But what is it the heartache teaches us, and can it take its toll on our body? And what happens when you know you should break up and you don't? Did I capture most of that, Jennifer?
Oh, absolutely. And this is a very large topic, and we could probably do an entire series just on this topic, to your point. But you know, you're exactly right. And I think I would also like to add to that, that a breakup, the energetic injury that can take place from a breakup doesn't necessarily have to be the relationship, such as with an intimate partner, such as a spouse or a loved one. Maybe not even divorce. It could be divorce. It could be a long-term relationship. It could also be having to separate ourselves from certain family members. but it can also be the breakup of something that did not go the way we thought it would, leaving a company, a project that did not go the way that we wanted it to go. Ties into grief, right? But we're really kind of talking about here the energetic illnesses, the energetic injury that takes place during a breakup, and how it becomes, and it really is, an energetic problem. And for an energy problem, you need an energy solution. And I'm just going to step back for just a moment. Yeah. And I think it's worthy to share a compelling story.
Absolutely.
Okay. So as you know, I was classically trained as an ER and a cardiovascular intensive care nurse. So the heart is near and dear to me. So this story really stands out and really shifted my life in a big way. It comes back a long time ago in the early 90s when I was working in the emergency room at a large hospital in Texas. And we had a young 25-year-old male come in with a very severe motor vehicle accident. And he died. He died from his multiple injuries that he sustained in our trauma unit. And his mom came in and was there. And moments after her son died, this very young mom, maybe 40, grabbed her chest, collapsed to the floor, and died right in front of our eyes. And here we are in an emergency room with unbelievably skilled staff, all the technology in the world, and there was nothing any of us could do. And literally, an autopsy revealed she died of a massive heart attack. But we nurses know that she literally died of a broken heart. And that day and that experience, I know, profoundly affected my life, and it affected all of the staff that was in that day. That was just a really significant event. Now, I realize that's an extreme case, but I think it makes a point that true heartache and the emotions that we feel are so real. And the stronger that those emotions are, the more energy behind it, we can actually sustain injuries that require energetic solutions to help us solve these, right? Now, hopefully we don't have everything as traumatic as what I just described, but we have many, many smaller instances of heartache in our life that the injuries could be much smaller, but they build up over time and they can carry with us throughout our lives. So I think it's fascinating time that we've got the full moon in Aquarius with Leo at 22 degrees, which is the sign of love and royalty and romantic. So the timing is right. And we also have Uranus in retrograde, Uranus and Pluto at the South Node. So this is such a big topic, and I know we're talking about a lot, but it's because this is all coming up to the surface, and it's time to heal. It's time to take these experiences of broken heart and find alternative, holistic ways to help us heal so that we can go on with our life in a much happier way, full of joy. We don't have to carry these injuries on for years and years.
Wow. Can I ask you this question? Because you and I have had our share of this, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we really have had our share of it. But what I know about this and the reason that you're bringing this forward is you lived a life. I can't even imagine, Jennifer, what it was like to be a nurse, to be an ER nurse, to see this every day, day in, day out, really to see this and to be so heart-centered and talk about it. But because of that, you've been able to create something amazing to help people every day in their lives, to be able to move forward, because it's very difficult to shine bright like a diamond if, as one psychic told me once upon a time when I walked into a room and she said to me, stop, don't come forward. You're shackled with chains to three caskets behind you. What are you carrying forward? And boy, did I not understand that. We are talking about something that impacts us now in our present and in our future every day of our lives if we don't do something about it, right?
Correct. Exactly. And it doesn't have to be this way. And one of the beautiful things about being here now, it's such an honor and privilege to be incarnated right now during these times, it truly is that now technology now exists, that is now going mainstream. We now have, we've had, you know, chiropractic, Reiki, acupuncture, we've had Chinese medicine, we've had some of the healing touch for a little while. They paved the way for this, right? But now, what an incredible gift to humanity to have these advanced tools of gemstone and diamond therapy to help us heal for real at an entirely new level. And I know for me, okay, confessions of a holistic nurse, I've had endured significant heartbreak in my life from past loves, marriages that didn't work out the way I thought I was going to, 360 degrees, also being empathic and deeply loving. We hurt that deeply as well. And for me, it took gemstone and diamond therapy to get me truly where I could actually heal for real and go to where I am today. And I just want to offer hope that if anybody out there has experienced some type of an injury or an illness that started around the time of a breakup, and this could not be just today, it could have been years ago, and you feel like an injury and an illness started back then, I'm just here to say it doesn't have to be this way. And there is a potential solution for you. So reach out, schedule a free consultation. Let's talk about it. And if it resonates with you, let's get you scheduled for something that might be of assistance. But we can at least have a free consultation where you can at least have the opportunity to look at these solutions that I've discovered.
So let's tell folks how they can do that before we go to break.
Yeah, sure. So warmly invite you to visit my website, burnbrighttoday.com. There's a free assessment for burnout. Get in contact with me. You can schedule a free 15-minute consultation. I'm more than happy to talk with you and get a feel for what's going on in your life. Get to know each other a little bit, where you can determine if it feels right and it resonates with you, if you would like to take a holistic approach to your heartbreak or any type of energetic illnesses. But boy, if you're carrying this along, reach out, okay? It's here for the asking.
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of things, but most importantly, you know, the emotional and psychological aspects of a breakup, you know, we may not recognize them initially, but the body doesn't lie. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about what happens to our body when it gets out of alignment, when there are things that happen to it emotionally that we cannot see or we can't touch because we're talking about energy. But have you ever gone through something and all of a sudden your stomach hurts, or maybe you've gotten headaches that you've never had before, or you're in the middle of a business meeting and can't really touch upon the fact that there's something emotional, energetically going on with you, but all of a sudden your knee starts to hurt? What is this? When we come back, we're going to be talking about these energetic injuries, what they look like, how they show up in life, and more importantly for everyone listening, how do you recognize them so that you can get some help with them? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.sharonmartinmd.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Look, you know, for many of you out there, you know, we're talking about something that is an experience of life that we all go through at one point or another. But the difference is that for some of us, you know, we've learned a few tools. And what Jennifer Marcinelli is talking about today is that not only are there tools, but there are now groundbreaking ways for us to heal the woundedness of energy trauma. And energy trauma can happen the same way that physical trauma happens. And most of the time, if it goes on, if it goes down the path of unaddressed or goes down the path of not being healed, then an incident could activate the many, many layers you have of it. And that's really the therapy you were talking about before the break, Jennifer. But, you know, part of this too is looking at breaking up whatever that is, emotionally, psychological pain. But then here we go. Those emotional and psychological pains start to manifest in things in our body not working. And if you go through the experience of a lifetime of not getting them done, yeah, you could end up the way I did one day, where on one given day, they all kind of, you know, accumulated to a big physical thing that my body was trying to tell me. But they don't always have to be like that, do they?
No, you're exactly right. They can be much smaller and much more insidious over time.
Yeah.
Where they sneak up on us. It doesn't have to be that exaggerated. And for the most part, they actually typically, the dramatic experience that I referred to with the mom who died right in front of me in the emergency room, the first segment, that was an extreme example. And ER nurses see this. But we see so much more often the buildup over time of all of these breakups and these injuries that then the emotional body has become so depleted and so energetically damaged and thin and not shaped correctly that it just no longer has the ability to properly function for us. And when that happens, that's when we collapse, we have burnout, we have, you know, depression, thoughts of suicide, things like that. So to your point, it's a lot of little things that took place over time. And compounded by our ability to cope. The human body, and we're multidimensional beings, right? We've all established that, we're comfortable with that fact. So we have a dynamic set of coping mechanisms at the energetic level as well. So when we sustain an emotional injury, let's say from a breakup, other compensatory mechanisms try to take over and help us out. The superphysical body, the superphysical aura steps forward and gives. The karmic or memory body right next to the emotional body is giving and trying to support. And the mental body, which surrounds all of us here down on the third dimension, will really try to step in and save the day. So it's like this vicious cycle that once it gets started, we start operating in a way that we don't even know isn't healthy and well and naturally established, because we've so adapted to our coping mechanisms that we've become this, we're operating it this other way we don't need to operate. So that's a complex explanation, but this is a part of what I see in my practice every day and why I think I'm seeing so many people with relationship challenges right now. There are a lot of people who have gone through breakups as a larger part of what's going on, because our lower vibrational relationships are being dissipated and broken away, and we're going off in our lives to go on and grow at our vibrational rate that's right for each person. And this also makes room for a newer person to come in at a higher vibrational rate that's much more matched to us, and that other person can find someone who's vibrationally matched to them. So I think one thing about this is, try not to judge what's happened. If you're going through a breakup or you have gone through a breakup, rule number one, and this is a pot calling the kettle black here, okay? The first thing I had to do was release all judgment that I'm actually going through a breakup. There is a much bigger picture going on here. This is part of the divine plan, part of divine right timing, and part of divine right action. So rule number one, give yourself a break. You're going through a breakup. Let's get through it. Let it go, because we're all going on to a different and higher place. So,
yeah. And what you're talking about, though, is so important, because we could develop additional stories around the idea of a breakup that may or may not even be true.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And how often have we done that?
Well, do you mind if I react to that?
Yeah, because please.
You're making a solid point, because one of the things I think it's important for people to really kind of to help give themselves a break is just a reminder of what you already know, that karma has been sped up. Which means we now have the incredible opportunity right now to burn and balance our karmic ledgers much more efficiently and effectively now than any time in the history of Earth and in human history, okay? That means the rules have changed. We're no longer typically married to one person all of our lives with a happy family till death do us part. Because that was one karmic relationship over years and years and years doing what it was supposed to do. But we now have the opportunity to balance our karmic ledger and work out our karma with these individual people much more quickly. And we're doing multiple lifetimes in one if you're able to keep up with the pace. So that for me was, I never thought that I would be recently divorced. I never dreamed I would be going through another divorce in this lifetime. Okay. That was not in the day timer, not in the plan. Okay. It was part of the divine plan, divine right timing, and divine right action. So there's a much bigger picture going on here. And what we see every day is just a small part. So breakup is going on. Let's take a step back and let's really take a look at how we can heal for real. Heal these injuries that have taken place so we can go on with the next part of our life and with what we're here to do.
Yeah. What are you seeing now from people that you work with? I mean, You must be seeing people on a regular basis. And of course, without mentioning any names,
sure.
But my sense is there's a new level of awareness that's happening, where we've made a conscious or maybe unconscious decision. And we're going to talk about this in the next segment, but we made a decision. We're just not going to take it anymore. Let me just say that just for a moment. Not only are we seeing it at the individual level, we are seeing it across the country in some of the headlines and even the world. But when it comes to us on a personal level, right? What are you seeing with folks, and how does this get corrected, so to speak? Yeah.
So thank you, because I'm seeing it on both women and men, by the way, not just women. And to put it in broad general strokes, because we're seeing a lot right now, and you are absolutely correct, there is a phenomena underfoot about breakup and heartache right now. So what I'm seeing in both genders is relationships that were unbalanced to begin with, where one person was doing all of the taking and one person was doing all of the giving. It's like there's been some major agreement made somewhere with the divine and the spiritual guides to end these. All right, enough is enough. We're breaking up a codependency. I've been seeing that for about 10 months. That started about 10 months ago in my practice.
Yeah.
And from that, I'm seeing then people really, truly ready to heal. And what I mean by that is, let's not band-aid over symptoms with drugs. It's like, what is going on? I've got to get to the bottom of this. There's this raise in awareness to where clients are finding their way to me and saying, okay, something else is going on here. And I know you know what it is. So show me and explain it to me. And please, can you fix it? So a couple of things that I'm seeing are major injuries to the heart chakra itself. The heart chakra over the center of the body should be faced like a funnel, and it should go like a reverse funnel all the way out several feet. Some people say to infinity, and it should turn one direction or another. And there are subcomponents as well, but to keep this basic, what I'm seeing is the major heart chakra is either pushed completely flat, or it's actually truly the structure of it is also damaged. That diamond is very, very, very effective at repairing the actual structure itself of the chakra. I've also seen them to be completely depleted of all nourishment. In other words, that heart chakra can't go anymore. It can't give anymore. It has to be repaired and nourished. And I've also seen that people need boundaries created, energetic boundaries actually created over the heart itself and within the structures of the chakra to reinforce it, so that we can now have healthier boundaries to help us move forward in life, and that are helping us keep the unwanted thoughts, memories, and emotions that others are putting on us. You know, people project their crap on us, okay? So it's helping to keep that out so that we can think for ourselves, feel for ourselves, remember for ourselves, and have much more control and desire and drive towards our own life and what is good for us. I would have to say I am seeing those couple right there across the board, and I would bet every single client that I'm seeing for relationship issues right now, it's like a phenomenon.
Yeah. And this is part of what we're going to talk about when we come back, because the thing that I'm noticing, even for myself, what I was accustomed to sort of taking from other people, it's just not acceptable anymore.
Right.
And I think there are a lot of reasons why. But the one thing I will say is, there are many factors that are going on in the outside world that are affecting us personally right now.
Yes.
And we are not immune to them. Unless you're living on your own planet, you are aware of some of the things happening. And whether you think you have good boundaries or not, something totally irrelevant may happen in your life where you draw a line in the sand and you say, no mas.
Right.
We're going to take a short break. Jennifer is going to tell us about these boundaries. And then we have something really special for you she's going to gift everyone with. But more importantly, do you know what that stepped on feeling feels like? Stepped on. Stepped on is a great word. That stepped on feeling. Do you know what that feels like? And are you willing to do something about it? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
In the 70s, Dudley and Dean Evanson traveled the country in a converted school bus with their growing family, documenting the new consciousness that was emerging. Through this adventure, a movement of sound healing was born. Now, Soundings of the Planet is celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Listen to their music for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson to access their expansive catalog on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and YouTube. Visit soundings.com for more info, their blog, podcast, Quieting the Monkey Mind book excerpts, free downloads, and more.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
So interesting. Welcome back, everyone. Benny, and I hope you can find a song for me. I'm talking to Benny now. Like, I hope, Benny, you can find a song. Of course, Benny can find this song. Because what I'm about to say has to do with the show today. For those of you tuning in, this is the Burn Bright Today show. Jennifer Marcinelli joining me. I get to do this fabulous show with her. Today, what we're talking about is burn bright after a breakup. Can heartache cause physical illness? And if you were to ask us, the short answer is yes. The longer answer is, wow, do you even know that it's happening? Do you even know what you can do to prevent it? Do you even know what you can do if it has happened and your body is coming apart like both of us have had happen? In Jennifer's words, have we had a burnout moment? Yeah. And we're going to talk to you about that in a moment. Benny, the song, if you might get it for us, because it's going to lead the way to what we're going to talk about. Maybe we'll even drop it in during the middle of this segment. You're ready for the song that I bleep and played this weekend on my iPod as I'm driving around. Why? Ready, Benny?
Yeah.
Break It to Me Gently by Juice Newton.
Oh, my God.
OMG. Break It to Me, Benny, because we interviewed Juice about that song and others. Come on now. Oh, the easy way. Oh, all right.
Come on, everybody, lip sync it.
I'm telling you, this is what we're talking about today. So we're going to be talking about what does it mean to heal for real? Bulletproofing your boundaries, because I'm telling you, this is key. If you've never listened to anything we've ever talked about, this is like, if you've ever listened, this is so important. But before we do it, look, you've given us something special for our listeners today. Let's take a moment in case we don't get to the next break and we just have to play that song. How can people find out more about you? How can they work with you? And you do have something for our listeners today.
I do. And please, you're head on over to my website, Burn Bright Today. It has a fresh new look. I'm really excited to hear what you think about it. And tell me what you, log in and tell me what you think about the changes. I hope you find a lot of really helpful information on the website, burnbrighttoday.com. And I'm so glad that you cued in a song, because I, as everybody knows, I am very big on the light and sound. And I am very much a believer that the sound is very healing. So I would like to share with everyone today, this is a free gift. This is something very near and dear to my heart that has changed my life in many ways. And it's for everybody. So I'd like to just show you now an app. It's a free app called Hue, the Most Beautiful Prayer. And it should be on a blue background with the yellow words Hue, H-U, presented by Ekinkar. And Hue, this comes with a beautiful short video. And then you can actually hear a recording of the Hue song. It's a love song to God, sung by thousands of people singing it at once. And it's an amazing gift. It is for everyone. And I just invite you to download the free app, watch the video, hear the Hue, and see if it feels right for you and if it resonates for you, and see how you like it. I have been singing the Hue twice a day, 20 minutes a day, since probably 2001. And I can tell you that for me, with my burnout and my heartache, one of the gifts that the Hue has brought to me is it has helped me heal my heart. And it's sung, I'll demonstrate it for you. It is sung on a long, slow out breath. And with your eyes closed, just think of something that you love very much. It can be even your cat or your dog or your child. But just calm yourself, settle yourself for a moment, eyes open or closed. Take a nice deep breath in, and on the long out breath, sing the Hue. And you're welcome to try that over and over and just see how you like it. Free app, hearhue.org as well. Hearhue.org, or download the free app. I hope you enjoy it.
You know, thank you for that. And that really is part of what we're talking about today. Because I think when you go through life's experiences, if you're somebody that just doesn't want to experience the pain any longer, you look for ways to heal. You look for ways to get relief. And I think in the last segment, we're not talking about alcohol, eating, and drugs. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about looking at these injuries and what they mean and how to reverse them. But let's talk about where some of them come from. You and I were talking about this weekend, and it's fascinating. I'm playing that song, and I had two situations this weekend that happened that were literally about boundaries being breached and me not doing something about them on the onset, right?
Yep.
But this is, I think, one of the more important conversations to have, because when we do not address our boundaries that are breached on day one, we almost normalize, as we're seeing in the headlines, we normalize ourselves to being abused. And what we are here to say is there's nothing normal about abuse, nothing at all.
Correct. And we don't have to take it. And there's a better way. So I'm one of these people that grew up in a very complex household. I am the adult child of a very brutal alcoholic. And my mother did her best to create a home environment that was what she did not have. But part of the phenomena that happens under alcoholism and narcissism, as we talked about in a different show, is that sometimes we unwittingly recreate another version of the same environment we grew up in. So love my mother. She has absolutely done her best. And there's been a lot of learning and healing for all of us in this. As a part of that, as being the grandchild of a very abusive alcoholic, part of what we grew up with in my family is I was not allowed to have boundaries. And we all had to we had to keep this appearance to the outside world that everything in the house was perfect. and the family was happy and the kids were happy and all the girls loved each other. And it just wasn't true. There were drugs and alcohol inside our home with my siblings, and it was violent. So I wasn't allowed to defend myself. So from a very young age, I was conditioned and taught to be the good girl, to always keep the peace, and to not use my discernment of what is right and what is wrong and what I should be subject to and what I should not be subject to, and how to create and maintain very strong boundaries. And I was never taught where that person stops and where I begin. So, and this can be energetically devastating, because then every relationship I ever had was getting right through. It was like not even having a wire fence.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have cotton candy as boundaries, right? So this then manifested through my young adult life into perfectionism and people pleasing and trying to fix everybody else and all of this, you know, then the ultimate healer thing and being a nurse and got to fix everybody, got to heal everybody without having ever healed myself. Then into my 30s and 40s and 50s now, what happened was the stakes got higher. So then I'm in corporate America, where we were conditioned for this paternalistic top down, thou shalt do it this way, and thou shalt behave this way, think this way, make your report this way, do your presentation this way, everything. So boundaries were being breached from all directions, 360 degrees. And the results are catastrophic.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is part of the reason that I ended up with such severe burnout, and why it was such a health crisis, and why it became a near suicide. Because here's the key. It wasn't actually me that wanted to take my life. It was my physical body, and my energetic anatomy was so drastically damaged that my physical body now was taking everything. So my physical body, my thoughts, my memories, and my emotions had been so energetically damaged from others and me towards them that my body was vibrating so erratically. My hands were shaking like this. And what was actually happening is I had lost my ability to maintain my connection with the hue, with the life force. And my physical body was dying. My pupils were two different sizes. So anyone in medicine knows this, I was on the precipice of a very significant neurological injury. And what happens is soul, that part of us, our consciousness, was unable to stay in my physical body. So what I didn't realize until a little later was that I didn't want to die. There wasn't a decision to try to commit suicide. I was dying because soul couldn't stay in the body. And I've been there, and this is, outside of being scary, this is a very serious thing when it takes place. So we don't ever want to get to this part. We don't want to ever get this far if we don't have to. But I also can tell you, this is part of, I've seen clients who come to see me. One client drove 2.5 hours to actually see me in my home 9:30 on a Friday night, because she was able to recognize that her energy field that she was in shock trauma is what was happening. And we really want to talk about this with you, because
my
concern is I'm seeing this so much now, and I really want to see it in the earlier phases where we can do more to help you get your energy field stabilized and corrected so that your physical matrix can handle what's going on, because this big vibration change is, it's tough, right?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts are, I want to thank you for sharing that. Because I think one of the things we've learned is, at least I've learned in doing the show now for 15 years, is, you know, people want to know that they are not alone. And the best way that I know to do that is to do exactly what you just did. is to share not just a personal story, but a story that is so from the heart. Because what that does then is it enables us to understand that even when the heart does shut down, the heart can open again. Yeah. And what you're talking about is a way that will help people do that. Yes. A lot of times, Jennifer, we cannot see it coming because it is like the frog. It is like putting the frog in cold water. You can't see when it gets heating, when it heats up. But there are physical symptoms. There are physical signs that each of us can see. But the idea of a boundary getting crossed, even the first time, because that's what happened to me this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I let it happen almost to the point where because I let it happen, because I was afraid that if I said something, I would not have an opportunity to continue to do this thing with this person. So knowing better, I let it continue. But what I know about it is you can feel it in your body.
Yes.
You may not feel it directly in your heart initially, but I would say you do. I feel you feel the sting in your heart, but we're so good at saying, no, 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 it wasn't really a sting. It was more like a gnat bite,
yeah. Right? Yeah, well, we become desensitized.
Yep.
We've been conditioned.
Yep.
We've been conditioned to allow people to breach our boundaries.
Yep. But let's talk about the parts of the body that can give us signs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I think, first of all, your point is well made. Our bodies know and our bodies don't lie. It is us who has to listen and we have to take care of ourselves. We have to love our bodies and we have to love ourselves to pay attention to the messages the body is delivering. And the symptoms can be different for each person. So tune in and see which ones of these might fit you, okay? Now, and I talk about this in the very beginning of my book. My original wound was in my heart chakra from my mother when I was 9 years old. So for me, my original wound, which started in childhood, was where I was actually burned by her anger through my heart chakra. And then it manifested throughout my life where when my boundaries were breached, one of the things I would feel is my chest would tighten like this, or I would feel it across here. This is non-cardiac pain, okay? So I'm gonna give the disclaimer, always have a healthcare practitioner screen you for cardiac, okay? I'm gonna give that disclaimer. And let's assume that you've already sought medical attention and you're looking for other answers, okay? I would feel a pain in my chest, across the top of my chest, and my heart would tighten. And if I ignored it, my stomach would flip or I'd feel sick at my stomach. Or I would feel the hair on the back of my neck stand up. And if I ignored all of those, then it would go later and later and later to where my body started breaking down and giving me other symptoms. I ended up with bilateral, meaning both sides of my hips had very severe bursitis, which in your late 40s, fully healthy is ridiculous. Okay. That's just how in the world I got bursitis doesn't even make sense. Does not compute.
Right.
It would not clear by traditional means. I had injected, I had medications, you name it. I tried it. It would not clear until I had my root chakra repaired. Now, my bursitis in my hips, the joint of moving us forward, powering us through life, okay, had been giving me symptoms long before. Low back pain, tailbone pain. And even before those symptoms, I've had headaches, migraines since I was 13, which by the way, I rarely have today. I rarely now have headaches. And the other thing is, you can hold your breath, feel short of breath, or if you have an underlying condition, like say asthma, your respiratory system can get triggered. So if you have a pre-existing condition of asthma, when you experience a boundary breach and you ignore it, it could potentially trigger your asthma. So if you're wondering, hey, I'm not in pollen season, what the heck is going on here? Take a look to see if your boundaries are breached. Now, having said all of that, really tune in to your own body, because you know, we know, we're just not listening and we're not honoring what our body is telling us. It can be chest pain. It can be jaw tightening. It can be those headaches. It can be the chest. It can be the stomach. But the important thing is tune in and honor and develop your early warning system so that you are aware when your boundaries have been breached, so that you can reinforce them and handle things in a much more mature way.
Yeah.
We handle things early, to your point. As soon as that boundary was breached, handle it and don't accept it. We've been so conditioned to allow people to breach our boundaries, especially with social media and instant messaging and texting and tweeting, that we have gotten away from, hey, beep, 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 back the truck up. You are in my space and you may not speak to me this way and you may not project your stuff onto me. So there you have it.
Well, and the reason that I wanted to make sure we covered this is because it's never too late.
Right?
It's never too late to really learn something new, especially in the app that you talked to us about,
yes,
which is available to everyone, or to give you a call and to make an adjustment. And I think that is the first part. You know, people laugh when they say awareness is the first step. It really is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the first step, but also it can be the last step, right? Because if it's the first step and we don't do something about it,
yes,
right, it becomes the last step. And all that that means is we accumulate the energetic wounding of this life and past lives. And I think what you're here to say is we don't have to do that anymore. And that's really a major part of what you're talking about today. I want to take a moment, if we could. Could you let folks know again where they could get the app? And also how they can work with you or get a consult with you. And let's give them all of that information. And then last question, I'd love to know your personal message today.
Oh, thank you. So first of all, you can download the free app on your app store, and it's Hue, H-U, it should be blue with yellow letters, and it's presented by Ekankar. You can download that for free, watch the video or listen to it in your car, at your office. You can also go to hearhu.org if you'd like to take a look at it that way. And I hope you enjoy it. And also, certainly reach out. If there's any way that you think I may be able to assist, go to my website, burnbrighttoday.com. And you can take the free assessment. You can schedule a free consultation. I'd love to get to know you and see if there's something I can do to assist you on your healing journey. So I'm here for you if that's something you'd like to investigate.
Wow. Thank you. Jennifer, personal message. I mean, I know we talked about a lot today, but really this is a call to action.
It is a call to action. And I think if I would have to say one thing, I'm going to boil it down to this. Don't let anybody dim your light. We are here to burn bright. We are here to love and be loved and to shine bright like a diamond. And it's up to us to stand up for ourselves. It's up to us to create healthy boundaries. And it's up to us to shine as bright as we can. And that it's a divine birthright. And don't ever let anybody take that away from you.
Hmm. Jennifer, one more time, website, and thank you so much for today.
Yeah, Burn Bright Today, burnbrighttoday.com.
And for those of you out there, for more information about me, certainly go to thedrpatshow.com. And we do have a special announcement in the spirit of what Jennifer said, is the world we live in today, it is our job to provide you with solutions. And we just finished testing our new app, which is going to enable you to, you know, subscribe to Jennifer's show, to get a lot of information, to ask questions during the show, because we listen to what you ask for.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.